We talked to Chris Mell, who is currently sitting on the city commission in the position of deputy mayor. He talked to us about the three levels of Western cities and where a steadily growing city of Bozeman fits on that scale.
There are metro areas like Salt Lake City or Denver. There are connected areas, which Park City would be part of. They're so close, people can commute to work there. Or like Bozeman, they can fly there. So they're connected. And then there are rural and remote counties. And more the middle, the connected counties, are behaving like metro counties. They're seeing more service, high-end service jobs, lawyers, accountants, engineers. And so they're behaving much more in terms of income, education attainment, like the cities are. And the rural and isolated places are the ones that are on the often struggling. They're on a commodity cycle where a boom or bust and things like that. And so that's a change that's happened over the last 30 years. And so Park City is an amenity-driven place, but also a place where a lot of wealthy retirees or professionals would like to grow. Is probably going to grow just like Bozeman is growing for at least the next 10 to 15 years.
Bozeman is the northern gateway to Yellowstone National Park. But Mel said that Jackson Hole at the southern gateway is quite different.
The biggest difference is that Jackson Hole is landlocked because of all the federal land. And so they're seeing their housing prices go up dramatically. Within Jackson itself, housing is beyond a premium. It's almost unaffordable completely for somebody who works in retail or a restaurant or somewhere to live in Jackson proper, so they have longer commutes. We have nearby federal land, but it's often hours away or at least 20 or 30 minutes away as opposed to 10 feet away. And so we can build in a way that they cannot. Our community is much larger than theirs.
A big part of Bozeman's economy is a thriving airport.
Because of the combination of Yellowstone and Big Sky ski areas, our airport is as busy as theirs. 20 years ago, that was not the case. Jackson's airport was much busier. When I moved here in 2001, we had 4 direct flights a day, and one was to Butte, Montana, which is 90 miles away. Now we have 16 flights direct to cities across the country. And so for a town of 45,000 to have 16 flights, I think there are 4 or 5 a day to Salt Lake City, for example, is just phenomenal. It allows businesses to be here and get to their clients. It allows people to visit. We're seeing families move here because one set of grandkids are here, but another set might be in San Diego, but they can get to both fairly easily. So that airport is a huge, huge economic driver for us.
This November, Bozeman has a controversial bond on the ballot, a proposal to construct a facility for police, firefighters, and the courts. This will be their third attempt at a bond, Mel said. 4 years ago, a proposal for a police facility was turned down. Then a joint plan with Gallatin County also was spurned, but Mel said both times the proposal failed narrowly. He explained why the facility is needed and maybe why it's been a tough sell to voters.
Because we've been growing at 3 to 4% a year, we've just run out of space for the number of police officers, firemen, and others that we need for public safety. While on one hand, we're the largest safe city in Montana, which is something to be very happy about, given the size constraints that our police force is growing just because we have so many more thousands of people, and they're in buildings that are 2 generations old, they've just reached the end of their useful life. And so it's a discussion with the public who feels safe now about planning ahead, saying you don't want to build a building after you've lost that ability to be the safest community in Montana. You want to build now so that we continue to be the safest building in Montana. But without a clear threat or something that's bothering them, you're asking them to spend money for long-range planning, which is always more difficult than solving something that's an immediate problem and issue.
The city's growth, he said, could mean changes in use and density around Bozeman's downtown.
And so with time, the downtown will become more dense under good planning strictures. So it may mean that an area that was just residential may become mixed use. Downtown is mixed use, meaning there are often apartments or condos on the 3rd or 4th floor, but only several blocks away is entirely residential. And over time, that may change to be either more dense residential or a combination of residential and commercial as our downtown grows.
Finally, the town is hoping that by the 2020 census, Bozeman will have a population of 50,000. Mel said that will allow greater access to funding.
So we'll qualify for a number of grants that we don't qualify for now. Right now, as a technically rural city, even though we don't feel like a rural city, we often don't qualify for USDA rural grants because we're too wealthy or have the population mass for it. So it may open some doors for us in terms of assistance from the federal government and the state government that aren't there now. It certainly comes with a lot of additional paperwork and reporting requirements. It's not all good. Like anything, there are pros and cons and trade-offs to it.
Chris Mell, the deputy mayor for Bozeman, Montana. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.